How did you get introduced to the bassoon?
Well, in about fifth grade, all of the fifth graders were forced to go into a music class, you know. And they had one day where they had a bunch of teachers from the high school come in with their instruments and they had everyone try them out. And when I tried out the bassoon, you know, I tried out every other instrument as well. And I got like a comment written down like, "You're a natural bassoonist." And so I thought, oh, I should do it if I'm good at it, you know. And I liked the way it sounded. It was kind of interesting. It was very big. I thought it was visually appealing. So I started with that in the following year in sixth grade, and I just kept it up. I really, really liked it.
Meet 15-year-old Maris Haugrud of Bellbrook, one of the six winners from this year's Young Talent Search. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. As you will learn, Maris is a multi-talented musician beyond the bassoon, having started with the piano before making the transition. What was the hardest part?
The hardest part was actually, as silly as it sounds, positioning it right on your chair, because you don't want to be like back like this, because then it kind of chokes you off just a tad bit, and of course you don't want to be hunched over it, because then you tend to squeeze the reed down. And a lot of times it's just plain awkward, and it's hard to move your fingers in the right way. And so once you get that down, then everything else becomes easier. So, you know, I think that's actually the hardest, is just positioning it right on your seat.
And as much as she liked the instrument, the spark that ignited Maris's love of the bassoon happened much more recently.
I would say it started probably just last year. And up until that moment, I didn't really have any strong passion towards it, I guess, for lack of a better term. But I remember just, like, it was a very defined moment when I just crossed over, like, a barrier. And for one, I wasn't afraid anymore to play with artistic expression. And I thought once I got past that, it became a whole lot more fun. And I thought, wow, this is actually incredible, and it's something to take seriously. Because when I was a kid, you know, I still am a kid. When I was younger, I didn't take it that seriously, I guess. And I didn't see it as anything more than just a class in school. And I'm beginning to appreciate music in general more. And so when I sit down and play something, I imagine what the composer wanted when they were writing it. And so I think that's something to take seriously, because it was probably, you know, if you're playing something really heavy and sad, it was serious to them. So I think it should be serious to you.
Who are you studying with?
John DeGruchy. Yeah, he's taught me quite a lot of lessons. This isn't profound or anything, but when I sit down and practice, he says, make the most out of a short amount of time. And if you sit down for an hour in practice, you know, from beginning to end, you're probably going to get really good at the beginning, and then the ending is just, it's going to suck. And so the most valuable thing I've learned, especially with such a busy schedule now, is just really concentrate on small segments, the problem segments, and just work on that.
You also play the mellophone?
Yeah, I do. And
you say that with a laugh.
Yeah, because that was just completely spontaneous. I have absolutely no common strings between that bassoon. I was in eighth grade, and my band director came up to me and said, "So Maris, how about the marching band? You know, would you be interested in that? We need some mellophones." And I said, "What's a mellophone?" And then she told me a little bit about it, and I said, "You know what? Why not?" And so I picked it up, and it's so much fun for lots of different reasons. Of course, it's completely different than bassoon, and I like to play loudly, and of course it uses several different muscles, and so the downside to that, if I spend too much time on one instrument, I really start to sound bad on the other. And so I've been thinking about that a lot, and whether I want to continue playing mellophone, but for now, it's just been a grand old time.
Maris and the five other winners all perform in a free concert at the University of Dayton Sears Recital Hall at 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 31st. More details can be found at discoverclassical.org. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.